Many would say Sedona, Arizona is a beautiful place with a beautiful and unique name. But where did that name come from? The origin of the title and how this place grew to be a draw for visitors is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Nate Myers is the director of the Sedona Historical Society and Heritage Museum. He says many folks who come to this area believe Sedona to be a Native American word. That would be incorrect.
The original postmaster of town was T.C. Schnebley, and he wanted to name the town Schnebley Hill or Oak Creek Flats or some very long names. And the Postal Service came back to him and said, no, they're too long. We need one word. It needs to fit on a cancellation stamp.
He was out of ideas until a family member had a suggestion that perhaps helped the postmaster's marriage.
His brother said, hey, why don't you name it after your wife? His wife's name was Sedona. And so that's how Sedona got its name. The original post office here was named after Sedona Arabella Miller Schnebley.
Sedona was a unique name, even for that day. But it is the postmaster's wife who this town is named for. But she is remembered for much more.
Sedona Schnebley was a really impressive woman. She was part of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, which pushed hard for prohibition and helped bring about prohibition in Arizona in 1915, which was about 5 years before national prohibition came in.
And her work expanded further from there.
So for the first time in American history, you have a large population of women who are politically active, which helps with the suffrage movement and helps bring about the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote as well. So right here in Sedona, tiny little Sedona, there is a woman who's involved in two of the biggest political movements of the 20th century.
Of course, many people arrive here today for the scenic beauty, and the postmaster's family had a hand in that as well. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedona, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.